ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's tourism industry is gearing up for a potential reopening of the country's borders later this year, even as the current COVID-19 outbreak continues to rage. One tour operator says vehicle licenses are being renewed and hotel rooms are being dusted clean in anticipation of the government reaching its target vaccination rate of 80%. It comes as Australia this week announced a multi-million dollar package for Fiji to help with its tourism recovery. But as Mackenzie Smith reports, there's no dates set for when Fiji will once again be saying bulla to international visitors.
This week, Fiji broke 30,000 COVID-19 cases and 390 deaths since its outbreak began in April. But that hasn't stopped some tour operators from preparing for the border to be reopened. The government set an October deadline for when it wants to have 80% of people fully vaccinated. Demand Gounda, who runs Tour Managers Fiji, says the deadline is as good a commitment as he needs to start work.
There is a target date, you know, now that everybody knows. The government wants everything to be done so that we are ready to open by the end of the year. So I know of businesses, and including my own, we are all preparing for that.
Tourism makes up at least 40% of Fiji's GDP, and its shuttering has cost the country 2 billion Fijian dollars. More than 100,000 jobs have also been affected. The government hasn't announced any timeline for the reopening of borders, with its efforts focused on responding to the uncontrolled community transmission of COVID-19. But the head of the University of the South Pacific's Tourism School in Suva, Stephen Pratt, says the body responsible for promoting Fiji to the world, Tourism Fiji, is preparing for a return to business. This work will include adopting new health protocols to manage with future outbreaks.
It's not just hotels and resorts, but let's say primarily, at least initially, the hotels and resorts to sort of champion, you know, and inform others about these protocols and stuff about opening up. So they'll get certified, they'll get sort of a badge or stickers to display in their properties to, you know, to say that they know about these protocols and they've got these systems in place.
In recent days, some Fijian resorts have been advertising themselves as having fully vaccinated staff. Still, it's unclear how Fiji would manage the opening of its borders. In Britain, for example, the government this week opened its borders to fully vaccinated travellers from the United States and the EU, excluding France. Dr. Pratt says even if Fiji's borders reopen, there's no guarantee there would be interest immediately from its largest markets of Australia and New Zealand.
That's the dot that hasn't been connected. So there's two parties to a tourism. There's the host and there's then there's the tourist, isn't there? So, I think Fiji is just sort of doing everything they can.
But tourism operator Demand Gounda remains hopeful business will restart sooner rather than later and has been hard at work relicensing a fleet of around 80 vehicles.
And then the resort has to go through a maintenance program to bring the rooms up to standard as well. You would appreciate the fact that, you know, like the resort, our rooms have been closed for more than 12 months now. Some of us have had resorts are being operated for the local market. Obviously, we've been now closed down from March this year.
This week, Australia announced a $68 million Australian dollar financing package for Fiji airports. The money will fund repair work at Nadi International Airport and several other outer island airports, as well as helping with existing debt. Australia's Minister for the Pacific, Zed Seselja, says the funding will help Fiji prepare for the reopening of its border. Mr. Gounda says it's sorely needed.
The faster we can open our borders, the better we can do our infrastructure, including the airport, then the faster we'll be able to bring back people to full-time employment.
The president of Nadi's Chamber of Commerce, Ram Raju, says another complicating factor is that many hotels and resorts have been turned into quarantine centres for COVID-19 cases.
We can look forward to the opening, but then we'll still have to wait for the COVID numbers to go down. Yeah, I don't think we'll be able to, you know, international community will be keen to be coming back anytime soon.
Ram Raju says Australia's support is welcome, but the timeline for reopening is anyone's guess.